Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
As usual, on a Monday, we have Pogiso come to us to talk cars. I think it's a very different conversation today. Hello, Pogiso.
Hi, Ospimela. Good evening. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening. And so, yes, it's a very different conversation today.
Yeah. Well, look, naturally or normally, car marketers and car marketing, you will find they use different tactics to, you know, get the people to come in and buy cars.
Yes.
The two guys that I have invited for tonight's conversation are very good in getting people to come and buy cars using humor on a social platform, TikTok. So I've invited Gavelo. Yes. It's actually the two Gavelos, unfortunately. Yes, the other Gavelo is all in the way, but we'll wait for him. It's
Hello, Gavelo.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And you are Gavelo Theo?
Yes, Gavelo Theo.
Okay. And the other one is coming, so we'll introduce him when he gets here.
Yeah.
How are you, Gavelo?
I'm super. I'm always great.
Well, isn't that what you do, right? It's exactly what you do.
You know I am, Kiri. Yeah. I'm great.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. He's the one who makes the tagline at our holy shop. You can apply for something that you can afford.
Yeah. Let's talk about your journey, Gavelo, into this business.
When I started.
Yes.
Sure. I come a long, long, long way.
Yeah.
So it started with Africa Tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
I was like through a learnership in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So Gaya Gangola test, and then they saw that, okay, this one is smart, you know, out of I took like 80%, you know.
Yes.
And then they said, okay, go for an interview. When I got to the interview, they sent me to Bryanston.
Mm-hmm.
Upon interview, killed it. And then the DP was like, I'm calling Africa Tycoon, I'm taking you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the journey started. Mm-hmm. Initially. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as a human being, you need to grow, you mm-hmm. know.
What was that always the plan? What
yes.
was okay.
The plan, when I entered the dealership, I was yeah. like, guys, I want to know something.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay. I said, in this whole dealership,
mm-hmm.
which department makes more money?
Mm-hmm.
They said to me, sales, but it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it easy, you want to make money.
Easier.
So mm-hmm. that's my perspective. Mm-hmm. And then Yatlu were there mm-hmm. from there. And then I started working. Remember when you start, it won't be...
The customer doesn't... They say, is there someone else I can talk to?
Yes. Yeah. And remember, you're an intern. You don't know the product.
They
yet.
Say, is yeah. there someone else we can talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Can you... Who can talk to us? They don't want to talk to you. They ask who can talk
yeah.
to us.
Yes. So... Kapusha, and then I was moved to the parts department because remember, when you enter an organization,
yeah.
you need to find your feet first.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
you can come in, be a salesman, but you're gonna blunder there.
Yeah.
And there. You need someone who's gonna be patient with you,
yeah.
and they shouldn't give you that time frame of saying after 3 months mm. if you don't perform, I'm not gonna give you what you want.
Mm.
What if after the 3 months that's where I'm starting?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I was like, okay, it's fine. And then it happened. Fast forward. It happened that I moved to where I am now, the dealership that I am mm-hmm. in now, which mm-hmm. is McDowell's VW.
And when you moved, which department were you moving to this time?
To be honest, I fought to be in sales.
Okay.
But remember, fighting to be in sales, I was not fighting in a bad way.
Yes,
I always went to the DP to say, mm-hmm. But I'm very grateful that he gave me the opportunity, you know, from the start.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for him, mm-hmm. I couldn't have been here.
Mm.
Today, mm. you know, so his name is Damon Temivius,
mm-hmm.
the dealer principal of Bryanston.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people in Gaba Lebu, you know, got his steps. So I'll start with him.
Mm.
And then I said to him, I want to sell cars. Unfortunately, he wanted to give me the opportunity.
Yeah.
But remember, I'm a young boy from Katlehong.
Mm.
I use taxis to travel to Bryanston.
Yeah.
And you know Joburg, you know the story. I got mugged twice.
Oh my word.
Twice. I was like,
and,
you know
and,
what?
And your phone 100 times.
Yeah. And then that made me to move from Bryanston.
Mm.
And then I went to McDowell's.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to McDowell's, there was a dealer principal there called Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Ward. And then he said, Gabriel, I like your energy. I like everything.
Mm.
Come this side. Okay, and then I started. I told them, Bryanston, unfortunately, I'm leaving. They said, we don't want you to leave. We want to give you a permanent post now.
Mm.
Please stay with us. We see something in you.
Mm.
I was like, guys, I can't.
Mm.
Like, but don't get that I choose.
Mm.
They want to kill me, those guys. Plus, I'm pretty faced. You know?
so, so the traveling is too much, it's cumbersome, it's not working.
Remember, as an intern, you don't get a lot of money.
Of course.
I was getting 3.5,
of course,
using 2.1 for transport. I couldn't even buy myself shoes.
Or a lunch.
Yes.
Actually. Yeah. And so, what was the motivation for you?
It's my mom. My mom is a single parent. I have two siblings. The one is in varsity, following my footsteps. I don't know if he'll match my energy. I don't know. You know. So my mom has a bit. You know, where I come from, it's I'm not this where I come from. You know, my mom still lives in the shack, and all I wanted to do is to give her that dignity she deserves. You know, that's what keeps me going today, to say the name that I'm making, it's not for me, it's for my mom. I haven't started working for myself. I'm still giving her that reputation she deserves, you know. She used to say to me, Kabelo, if it wasn't for you, what would I be? You know, when I was in varsity with my friend Kucho, I used to cry. He knows I used to cry in a ray at home when it was raining. Water used to come inside. The other time I came from varsity having my bags, it was raining. When I went inside the house, the shack actually
flooded.
How? I was like, guys, is this what you're facing on a daily basis? They said, we didn't want to stress you. We wanted you to focus. Yo, it killed me big time. But I told myself that I'm going to make it no matter what. I haven't made it as yet. This is the first step. I'm getting there. But my daily motivation is my mom. I don't want to lie. I'm the only one working at home. So I have to make it. I don't have a shoulder to cry on. It's only God. That's it.
So when they say, so what is, you found your niche. You found your niche in a way. And even though you have found your niche, what did you think was going to be unique about you? And, you know, how do you stumble upon something that is so unique?
Okay, for me, I'm one person. It's just that, remember, a lot of people discover me now because of the socials. But my friends will tell you that what type of person I am. You know, everything that you give me, I'll turn it into gold. But hey, Zagayon, I don't know. I don't know about money. But I try to be the person that you see on TikTok is the person that you get when you come to me. I'm not a different person. So that's my motive. That's how I keep rolling.
And so, you want to do what with this beautiful, unique talent you have?
Okay. Firstly, I really want to inspire people. I want to see someone being better than who I am, you know, even if I have to groom them. But my whole aim, what I want to do with this, I want to become a promoter. I want to, because of that's one thing that I enjoy the most, you know, being with people, being on the screens, grab attention. I'm an attention seeker, actually, you know. So I'm heading there. I want to, that's what I want.
Okay, so let's open the lines. Oh, it's, I'm sure they've seen you on TikTok, ne?
I told them, hey, guys, if you don't have money, please, kolotisa data, borrow that airtime, please.
086-000-00959, or you can send a voice note on 063-688-0959. Kabelo Tseo is here, and very happy to take your calls, I'm sure, with all your requests and questions, as he is very popular by many of you who see him on TikTok. So for you, because, you know, it's tough. You and I have spoken about how difficult it is, the market is now selling vehicles. What do you think, this is now the next level of how we need to attract customers?
Well, look, definitely with his following, and he has attracted customers. And I think he has a lot of following that speak the language. And obviously, you know, he's a VW guy, so he's selling to the polo behavior guys. So he will have to account, why do they behave that way? So he has to tell us about that.
We must ask him. We must ask him about those people we were talking about the other day.
And I mean, I think we have unpacked that. We know that polo is your starter pack in the day and modern era that we are in. And for him, I think fusing humor and talking to that kind of people, I think it makes it a bit easier.
So who is this driver you're speaking to? Who is this customer you're speaking to? Those kinds of people we're talking about.
Okay, if you check most of my videos, I use Kucho Mukoka, Maridi Mutapo. Yeah. Those are my friends because if I know they won't end well, you know. So I always say to them, guys, you need to work hard, you know. So those are my customers, Kucho Mukoka and Maridi, you know. All of my friends, on a daily basis, I try to pick one, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask that we get you guys aligned with your headphones because we're gonna be taking calls just in a short while. And the other Kabelo is here, Mumakwe. Kabelo, hello and welcome. Is that your phone? hello.
How are you guys?
Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Fantastic. Yeah, catch your breath. Are you okay?
I think I'm coming.
You've
from
arrived from the other side of the world.
Of the world, yeah. Yeah.
No. Welcome. Yeah. Take your time and relax.
I think it's a navigation that just didn't want me to be on time.
No, you're here now. Don't worry about it. We've got
plenty
of time.
Really,
so
happy.
We're going to let me quickly, briefly introduce yourself, Kabelo, and you know maybe just your bit of background in the motoring industry.
Yeah, I've been selling cars for the past 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about selling cars is you need to be creative.
Yes.
Yeah, people don't buy cars, they buy people. They buy service from people.
Mm-hmm. And trust. I mean,
yeah, and trust. They need to fall in love with you. Mm. They need to love what you do, how you sell cars. Mm. Introduce yourself. The same car that you're selling now, they can get it next door.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be professional in what you do. So the kind of industry that I'm in, it's very difficult. People say, yeah, because obviously they see us driving nice cars. They will like say, hey, AKB, I wanna come. You fagel up, I'm fagel braga. I wanna drive that kind of a car. I said, you know what? It's not about driving that kind of a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's about selling that car.
Mm-hmm.
We're driving those cars because we wanna sell them. So yeah, you have to have a strategy of how to sell cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I do funny videos just to, you know what, can a little colleague is agaza makoak. And people love that. You know, and so people love and I keep on saying to them, guys, for you to be successful, because currently now I'm standing on plus minus 790,000 followers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said to them, to have those kind of followers, you need to do funny things.
Mm-hmm.
People, like, I speak a broken Zulu. It's not a broken Zulu, but that is a Zulu that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm married to a Zulu woman, and like a Motswana, you know, me speaking to my wife in that broken Zulu, people love the content.
Yeah.
So that's why I get more followers.
Let's take calls. As I said, we're going to need you to take headphones. Let's start with Neo in Benoni. Hello, Neo.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I can't wait to find out how to move out of clinic.
Ow.
Yeah, Kabelo, but I'm a hole.
I nix. I didn't know about Bampon and Galtal or the Alna Bidgal.
Yeah, Neo, you obviously have seen Kabelo's content on TikTok.
Yes, I'm one of his customers.
Oh, fantastic. And how was the experience? Anything like what you see on video?
Fantastic.
Mm. Happy customer.
Yeah, for sure. I phone you.
Happy customer.
Yeah, I definitely.
Very happy.
He's happy.
Oh, fantastic.
He's one of the customers to Holland Shop. He bought two cars cash. Sorry.
Hola, NMD. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. I just called in to actually say that I'm inspired by Umchita's story, and inspired in the sense that I have a very similar upbringing, and I actually have a role in the film space in that I'm selling as well, but I am not selling cars.
Mm.
But my kind of work actually links very well with Umchita's role.
Mm.
And I work very closely with VW McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I actually called in to say is I want to buy Umchita a lunch. Eh? I want to come through to McDowell just to buy him lunch because he's got a very inspiring story that should not only inspire.
Well, I think
Abantana Bangan. Okay. Can you hear me?
So, you and I are going. When he has lunch.
Yeah, when he's getting lunch. You must add us.
When he's having lunch, we're going.
No. I just want to come through because I'm used to coming through to VW McDonald's.
Yeah.
But this time around, I'm not wanting to come through for business. I just want to buy him lunch. And I just want to meet Tumchita and actually congratulate him. Not congratulate him, but just to actually shake his hand and say, Pega, you're still young and what it is that you're doing right now on socials and in an end, you are actually proving to the black child that you can actually do it. You can be that breakthrough that families or our families actually need. Mm. So I'm the last one at home, and I was the first person to actually buy a car. Yeah, but, and it was shocking to the family to actually saying, out of six kids, you are able to be the first one to actually buy a car and actually break through what we normally call a curse, you know what I mean? So I just want to shake Kumchita's hand and actually say, Pega, I like what you're doing, just keep doing it and keep motivating the black shot. Babo.
Ah, thank you so much.
They don't
thank
want
so
us much. To come to the lunch.
Yeah.
No.
No, we're not invited. Thanks, man. Thanks, Kola. Thank you so much for that. Nelton in Pretoria, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to congratulate Kavelo and also pass out the message to him that he's such an inspiration to us. And he's such a good salesman and he's also a good promoter.
Do you work with Kavelo?
No, I don't work with him.
Okay.
He once promoted one of my convoys to Mozambique and it became a success through his TikTok.
Got you. So that's incredible.
I think that's
very inspired.
Yeah.
If he keep consistent on the hard work, he's definitely going to be successful. Keep up, the brother.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nelson. So, Kabelo Mumwaka, let me just talk to you about your how you began this journey into the motoring space.
Okay, before I used to work for a furniture store, and you know, I've been loving this sales thing from a very young age.
So it was always your thing?
Yeah. Okay. I always like to interact with people.
Really?
So, because of we speak every day about sales, how is it going? So a friend of mine moved actually before me, and he went to this other dealer. And he told the manager about me, and the manager said, you know what? That was way before TikTok. I think I started around 2007. That's when I started selling cars. So, and the people that I started with, they're actually now managers, but I don't want to be in that department. No, manager. Mm-mm. Selling cars, you I don't know. I really want to
so
tell people.
Yeah.
To be a manager is not, it's not actually
stressful.
It's stressful.
People are stressful.
You need to deal with 10 salespeople alone. And each and every salesperson needs to get to his target for you to get paid. So we do understand when our managers get frustrated and shouting and screaming because they know you are jeopardizing his salary. So to be independent and individual, I need to sell 10 cars, 15 cars for me to sign a salary to pay my bills. So I've always felt in love with selling cars. So since the TikTok thing came, I think I became more successful. I'm getting more followers because I'm not only putting cars on social media. For you to be successful, you need to focus on other things rather than selling cars. Make people fall in love with what you do. After 2 or 3 days, that's when you can post about cars. They should not know you only about selling cars. So that is a strategy that I use. So I will entertain people. I motivate people. I talk about love. I talk about relationships. I talk about a lot of things. So I'm not only focusing on selling cars. So at times I will have time with my wife. We do our content and people will laugh at our Zulu. Tomorrow I'm going to speak about relationships. I do emceeing as well. They call me to speak about relationships. So there and there I talk about cars, but people know now that, you know, it was so surprising after so many years, somebody says, "How, Kabelo, I didn't know that you sell cars because I only fall in love with the content."
Other things that you say.
People didn't know, but you need to put yourself out there so that people should know. Every day I make sure that I talk to my people.
This content creation and people following you, does it actually amount to sales?
Yes, a lot.
It does.
Let me elaborate to that. You have 10,000 followers. They only know about you selling cars. There's nothing fancy about you. They can go to the next dealer and buy a car. So you need to get more followers, for those followers to share your comedy. The more they share your comedy, that's how people will start following you. Then the more you get more followers, that's when you tell them about selling cars. This is what I'm doing. I'm selling cars. It's not only about the content. I sell cars. Then you hoi three or four videos, funny videos. If you become serious on social media, nobody's going to follow you. People need to laugh. They didn't need to. Because one thing that made people fall in love with my content is that I'm Tswana married to Zulu. And you know the Zulu, this thing called Umembeso, and this, which I didn't know. So we're doing a content about, no, I didn't know about Umembeso. Why do you guys Zulus want to, you want 15 cows? Ronaba Tswana, you can go around Mostrateng Okere Komo, you take it and you marry someone. So that's what people fall in love with. We love the way this guy speaks to
you. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take more of your... Sure, there are a lot of you who want to speak. And also some voice notes as well on 063-688-0959. Let's take more of your questions and your calls and your comments. Andile is calling from Pretoria. Hello, Andile.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, I just wanted to say I'm so proud of Kabelo, what he does. And, you know, with his job, that man is able to take care of his family and take the family on a holiday. So he will know who I am, but I'm so proud of him. We are proud of him as a family. So he must keep doing what he does. And I'm
that's my wife. Guys, that's my wife, guys. Yeah. That's my wife. That's my wife. Hello, baby.
Yes, hello, baby. The way he's so committed to his work, we are in different, you know, our profession is so different. And I'm telling you, I've learned a lot from him, the way, the commitment. He wakes up every day in the morning, 4 a.m. I'm telling you, he always on time. I'm so proud of him. And even myself, I've learned and picked myself up, you know. So, well done on that. Love, we are proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Stanis.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, you could have seen his face. That's my wife.
I just wanted to understand who's this. No. This is my
wife. That's
one.
My wife. Yeah. Bongani is in Katlehong. Hi, Bongani.
Shita.
Bye-bye.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that on air.
Well, that's...
Okay, it's done already.
Thank you so much, Bongani.
my boy. I just want to send you some love all the way from your hood.
K1.
We really appreciate you. The kids love you. We love you, my boy. Just keep up the good work, my boy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my brother.
What's that?
It's Bongani. He's a close friend of mine, and we are within the same foundation. There's a foundation called Chris Mzelem Foundation. There's a gentleman, Akileng Achelwa Kentlokukatlo. That's where the foundation started. And then Rekopaniting. Remember, as Uchu, you had MC. So like MC a Groovung. Kikopani Bobongani ko Groovung. There's a place called Neighborhood. And then Ra Socializer. Riskafela Rezalantuze Rong. Ra Socializer, that's when it started. And then our first project. Success. We did our best, got donations from various people, you know. And then I'm a brand ambassador of that foundation. It's myself, Ligan Waynes, and Linga Luchi. The River.
Yes.
And then Ligan Waynes, Unagenaku, NW, is a famous TikToker as well, you know. So we collaborate with Talbona as well. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Lesoho is in Fosloras. Hello, Lesoho. Oh.
Hello.
So he has gone completely shy right now. And hello, Lesoho.
Hello,
Likai.
Ritin
Likai.
Ritin.
HR lady. thank you so much.
So what did you people see in this naughty boy?
The happiness I guess I go to the dealership, like we have a stress, I got a load of severity. And you know what? He's one in all, all in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a more motivator. You know, lunch, you know, for Flamilo Rui Peak, how would I? Whatever it is. repeat because of we know Kabelo around but of creator content everywhere from security guards to the VP Umoa.
thank you, man.
Say hore, wait again. Make it live there. Hakim Mona, Asimulula, and Lemualinko Tain, Sonny Noyana, and I see him growing daily. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Kevin.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Lesotho. Sure. Thank you very much. We've got a voice note, don't we? Yeah. Let's take a listen to the voice note.
Hey Tapela, bafana, how holy sharp on face. But I'm already on Mususo. How holy sharp. Otherwise, guys, I just wanna say enjoy your show. Tapela, I really like doing your videos. Keep up my guy. Sharp sharp.
Ah, thank you so much.
Oh, that's
man.
Lovely. Yeah. Let's take a call from Sam. Sam is in Heidelberg. Hello,
how's
Sam.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. Kabza K.
Uncle Sam. how? Rekadaw kawana nuno.
How is it?
He's my colleague and father, guided.
So how is he really, truly, 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 yeah, truly?
This young man has taken castles into another level.
Mm.
I've sold cars for 19 years, but he's just made me enjoy selling cars like I've started yesterday.
Yeah. And what's the formula for you? I mean, we just see the videos, but for you, what's this thing that he has that makes him such a great salesman?
He's natural in everything that he does.
Mm.
And he is so passionate about whatever he's doing.
Mm.
So he is such a dynamic young man. Mm.
Thank you so much,
Uncle Sam. Thank you so much.
Abiwe is in Alex. Hi, Abiwe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's here. Kabelo, we used to go to the same school together.
Oh.
I'm very proud of my brother. Very, very, very proud of you. Following your social media, you're doing very well for yourself. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you so much. Abiwe Bota.
You know, my brother. You know. Kabelo,
thank you so much.
Neo is in Kempton Park. Hello, Neo.
Hello, Lugash.
Erden Ligai.
Eric is in the Cabello Moanish.
Ofi
Cabello Cabello Mumaka.
Okay.
Do you want to
write? Ogama Heights.
Gisiam Lagama Heights.
The Siabi man, who is the game man Cabello man? Eric Torekere, Santantantantaila, Nakuhaki, Tori, Nakanaki, because the Yaman and so. But because of when you know that, like, Mototatale, the Polonish.
Yeah.
Ke follow too much TikTok everywhere and then ke be tla rata hono like ba bona tlo e etsa ne ke tlo le hore e ntle tota
ke le mo
le tla go just keep on doing the good job brother man like we dikeng getting war entertain man ke mm.
Thank you very much ke ite bo khala ra tshe ke le bo khama
yeah e bile ke no yana motho ba mpotsa a ke ne ka pelo ga go tshuna ha go
no ke le bo khama itse
so ke le bo se le thata man
ke le bo khala le rato ke le bo khala ka mosoretsi.
Thank you.
So we've obviously spoken about the successes. Let's talk about the challenges, the real challenges behind the scenes. Let's start with you, Mumaka.
Hey, the challenge didn't matter. We try so much to find clients. Remember, the bottom line is you need to find clients.
Mm.
You get employed for you to find clients so you can bring money into the company.
Mm.
We do find clients, but sometimes we get customers that are not credit worthy.
Yeah.
That is one of the challenges that we get. You get customers and somebody, at least now they are honest, they will say to you, Kabelo, my credit score is not good. And most of the customers, they don't know what to do to get their credit score cleared. Somebody would have for instance, now, you had an account 5 years ago that you didn't pay. 3 years ago, you found a job, you paid it, and you left it like that. Now you think, okay, fine, I'm ready to buy a vehicle. You find that you're still under debt review.
Yeah.
That is one of the challenges that people have. They don't know what to do. And we do find customers, but we find more customers that are on the ITC than the ones that are cleared. And the ones that are cleared, that they are not keen to buy. They just shop around, not knowing that going dealer by dealer, you are actually decreasing your score.
Oh, yes. Oh, every time you apply. That's important.
Yeah, that's an important point because I think most people don't know about that. But also maybe clarify when once a customer has an approval from a bank, I can take it to whichever Kabelo that I want.
Yeah, that is one of the mistakes that actually other salespeople we try to educate customers, but mm-hmm. obviously we as salespeople we're not regarded as honest people. Whenever you tell a customer say,
yeah,
do not go and apply somewhere
again.
Else. Mm-hmm. Make sure of the vehicle that you want before you can give through your application or your documentation to a certain dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you go around. It's fine to do eye shopping. Do eye shopping, look around, get an estimation of how much plus minus your installment will be. From there, that's when you say, okay, now, balance-wise, obviously you get your gross salary, you get your net salary, then you get your disposable income.
Mm.
The disposable income is the money that you're left with after paying your lights and your
school fees.
Your school fees and what? Look
and
at that amount and
like
see if that is an amount that you can afford the vehicle. Most of the customers come looking for a bigger vehicle, like, for instance, a GTI, mm. wanting to pay 3,000. And other salespeople say, you know what? No, come. Bring your documentation. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Knowing very well, that's what we call qualifying a client. What kind of vehicle are you looking for? What do you want to use it for? What is your budget? Is it for you or is it for your wife?
Mm.
You know, do you like off-road or you don't like off-road? Put a client into a vehicle that they can afford. It's not always about
what you like.
Mm. We like everything. But
you want everything.
Can you afford? No, you can't afford. So those are the challenges. We get what we call non-takens up. Because you get so many approvals, but you can't convert them.
Mm.
Oh. Why? Because of the customer cannot afford.
Mm.
The approval is there,
mm-hmm.
but can a customer afford it? No.
Mm.
Now, what do you have to do? The bank says your dealer has got about 95% approvals, but only 3% were converted. So that's one of them.
Explain the difference between approval and non-affordability.
Okay. Firstly, you get a system approval.
Mm.
A system approval is...
Is it like a pre-approval type?
But it's a system approval. They are approving your credit score.
So this is the machine that just the desktop kind of gives you an approval.
Yes.
Just from scanning, where are your problems?
The bank laptop is
that's
linked
what I
to
mean.
TransUnion
yes.
and Experian, which is your ITC people.
Yeah.
Before they give us an answer,
mm.
they submit, pop. It goes first to TransUnion,
mm.
then back to the bank. The customer scoring is 645 or 700. The customer can qualify.
Mm.
Then we go to affordability. That's when they do what we call validations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Validations, that's when they phone your employer.
Mm.
They look at your bank statement. Yes, you wrote that your net is 11,500. But from 11,500, you need to pay a credit card of 10,000. You need to pay. You cannot afford.
When we've looked at your actual expenses,
you cannot afford. Yeah. But the system approved you. But when they send it through for validations is when they phone your HR just to find out if are you permanently employed, what is going on, are you on contract, all those things. From there, they go through your bank statement. They want to see what has been deducted from your bank statement. Do you have a rent that you pay? Obviously, you cannot buy a car, petrol, and not think of the unforeseen circumstances like the tire.
Yeah.
You need to put that into consideration.
Yeah.
So that's what they need to look at. That's why we get an approval and it declines on validations.
Yeah. Hmm. I want a little veteran. I agree. He's been in the industry for long and I'm learning a lot from him. But I agree with whatever he's saying. We work in the same industry. We face same challenges.
Mm.
Hans Abua almost said, how holy sharp. You understand again, again. But I don't use this term people need to do their research before you buy a car. He said something, you cannot buy a car of a GTI and want to pay 3,000. You should look at that. But mainly now, what's affecting my business, the interest rate. It's killing us.
So a person came, first of all, thinking I'm going to pay this amount.
Yeah.
And then as it keeps going up, it's changed.
Yeah, but
it keeps changing.
People need to remember, there is what we call a linked rate and a fixed rate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A fixed rate is always a little bit higher.
Yeah, but it's stable.
It's stable.
It's stable. Yeah.
Whatever that happens, we get another corona or COVID or whatever, it will be stable. Linked rate is always lesser.
It can go up or
down.
It
might be minus 2% less than the fixed rate, but
it will shoot up and down.
Up and down.
another thing that people need to understand, you are being examined
mm-hmm.
from your credit score.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can never, that we have a prime rate, which is about 11.7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a prime rate. There are people getting less prime rate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe prime minus 4, mm-hmm. which is a good customer. Mm-hmm. It's a category 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you get Bukabele. Category 4. Ukra 16.5. You need to understand. And another thing that mislead, but I don't blame companies for doing that, false advertising.
Yeah.
Mm.
We put out there
yeah.
as buy a new car, a Polo TSI from, remember that from.
Yeah, it's very important.
From. T's and C's apply. Yes. When now you see the 3,900, you go and apply, seeing that 3,900, you are expecting to pay that 3,900. That is when a salesperson needs to explain to you, depending on your credit profile. Sometimes they will put there a 12% interest rate.
Mm.
Or a deposit.
Or, yeah, a balloon, or 10%
or balloon payment.
Yeah. But we don't read. The problem with us customers, we don't read. We see the bigger picture, which is 4,300 on a Golf GTI.
Hey, you run. You said false.
Yes, it is. People need
it's
to learn
you.
From that.
It's you guys.
What about?
So sorry to interrupt you. You remember?
Yeah.
Every customer.
Yeah.
I mean, every company, banally market department, yeah. If they're gonna put a Polo Vivo or a Nissan Magna for 9,500, who's gonna buy it?
Nobody's gonna apply.
Nobody's
gonna
apply.
Even if that's actually the price.
Yeah.
Yes. Nobody's gonna apply. But we need to educate customers.
Mm.
Their responsibility is to get customers to the dealership, and for us, that's why there is from. We ignore that from. You're not gonna pay 4,000. Even at the furniture store, they will say from, and they put it with little numbers, alphabets. From 2,900.
You know my best. Let's say it's January. Start paying from March.
Yeah.
When they sell you this new whatever from January.
Yeah.
Start paying from March. But March is coming.
March
will be.
Yeah.
Speaking of interest rates, you know, fixed or leaving it to fluctuate, I was having this conversation. Funny enough that you should mention it now. I always tell some people that most vehicles, it's either you wait for a facelift and you calculate also where is the economy where are we, when are we going to have elections?
Mm.
Because the only time when we get interest rates to go low is when we have to have elections or when we are approaching some cabinet changes, things like that. Yeah. That's when you buy a vehicle and now you must get to that conversation. Do I fix or do I leave it to fluctuate? I think most of the time that's what I do. And obviously, you get people who want to buy a car that doesn't have recalls.
Yeah.
So I would always say buy a facelift or wait for the second generation.
Yeah, and another thing is customers need to understand what is a balloon payment.
Yeah.
Because that really, it plays a very important role with regards to payment. You cannot, we get this a lot. No, but my sister is paying this amount for that car. Why am I paying 1,500 more? Because your credit score is not as good as your sister.
Mm. Yeah.
So that is what the customers need to understand. Yes, your credit score is 14.5. Let's say, for instance, 670. You're getting 14.5 interest rate, which is linked. Your brother or your cousin has got a bond, two cars, credit card, is approved one APSA client or West Bank client or any bank.
Mm.
They will always fight to give that person a good rate.
Mm.
When you just started working last year.
Our credit score.
And then your credit score needs to go higher by the way you pay your accounts.
Mm.
You can never be determined as a good customer by paying a clothing account. You need to have bigger things, a bond, a credit card, lent, bigger things, so that when the bank looks at your ITC and say, okay, this guy, we can give him a 1 million loan.
Mm.
He's a good customer.
Mm.
But when you've got one or two clothing accounts, you want to get 9.5 interest rate. How are you going to get that? You're not going to get that.
Should we take a quick break and then we'll take Tabiso? Let's take Tabiso. You've been hanging on for a while. Hello and welcome.
I'm Medina Lalegai.
Medina Lalegai, Tabiso.
Yes. Baby. Yeah. Baby.
What a good feel of being.
What's a lapin when I'm talking about a Uta Roma?
Munga Kausian, KB.
Rara, Amungami.
Dibala go tla mo ga tsha le mo radio mo di je album wa fara tlhatlheng a bua tiro tsa rona le bono ntlo tlhorela le mbone
o ngitse jalo morarre
go ha di tse mongwane futhisi tsa thandazela gore wa ba le mosadi le mereko ni khubeke le tsole pili ka se
ya bonga ke bonga me thandaza wena buti
tsa thandazelana buti wa rena
ke bonga le ka moso buti
le ka moso zayo tsa
thank you
kakapa ra le boga buti aka tshwara hela yalo na le wena mo mong
ke itumela modimo go
go ba di ambo ga
let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this. Okay, I'm with Pogiso and I've got Kabelo, and we're discussing all things cars and car sales. So we're just saying now off air that, I mean, so how easy is it or difficult is it to advise your customers? Because I come in there, I want to show my friends I can also afford this car.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't look at your background.
It doesn't matter because I want to compete with my friends.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we always try to advise. You know, it's very fragile. It's fragile to advise somebody financially. Because
Batubang
Bakwata. Remember, my job is not to advise him.
Yes.
My job
is to sell a car.
Is to sell him a car that he wants. Mm. You can advise and say, okay, how about this one? So that because looking at your payslip, I think you can afford this. With maybe plus minus X amount of your insurance, and you will still have about 2-3 grand of fuel because koloyela with the limit in yaka petrol.
But they don't want to listen.
Once you go that route, they leave you. They go next door. Somebody's not gonna try to advise them. And arubalaki pressure. Chomiaka utamaka kuleso. Now I want to buy something bigger. Yeah. We experience it everywhere, even. Korenang everywhere, okay. Olo regular koloiso na irekireke enzenso. Even houses, okay. Olo lokeze garage, a garage eso. Nagi na kolo kala enwe ebule langor garage bule. So knowing exactly that you do not afford that kind of system, but you want it just to spy on somebody. But as long as we know and we look at what we can afford, now my clients knows they know. I'll sit down with you because I have one-on-one conversation with my customer. Okay, did you see your payslip? Your installment is plus minus. Do you think you can afford? But I've got this other car. But if this is what you want, this is what you. Because customers will tell you, no, it's car warakan na kinalema low meka mo car 2000. It's fine. Sign here. Take the vehicle tomorrow when they repossess. At least I've done my part to say, yes, this is what you want. I will sell you this car. But we only touch that subject only if they decline him affordability. Then that's when you can say, how about this one? But babang, they insist that I want that car. If I can't get that car,
and so
nothing.
when the affordability declines, what happens?
It's good to decline affordability than declining credit profile. Credit profile, you can't do anything. Affordability, they can tell you, the bank will tell you, you can afford your maximum amount. You can afford an installment of 3,000. So my job or my responsibility as a salesperson
to look at what they can afford.
But they don't want those guys. Oh, motoka kwiti.
Hey, lolo kaban.
Ha? Kwiti? How woman? but it's a car. It's a car. Quit is a car. People drive quit. It's a car.
Yeah.
But consumption is good.
Yeah.
But because of your
efficiency and fuel.
It's the answer that we get.
It's an image thing.
Okay. The bank, it's only one bank that approved you. And this bank is willing to finance you an X amount. And this X amount will give you an installment of about 3,000. Anything more than that, it will require a deposit, and you don't have a deposit. So, 1, 2, 3, 4 cars is what you can afford. I don't want them. I want that one. Okay, so unfortunately, I won't be able to assist you.
I think it's something that you touched on, and the mistakes that we make as first-time buyers most of the time, in terms of interest rate, how do we negotiate that? As you've mentioned, good customers, they get prime plus minus 4%.
Yeah.
And first time buyers, you find that they want 17 or 20, and which is ridiculous. You can't be paying for a polo with a 18 or 20 interest rate. That's too high.
Okay. Let me easily explain that one. When you submit a vehicle finance application, it goes first to ITC, then back to the bank. If you're approved by one bank, that means there's something wrong with your credit score.
Big time, yeah.
If you're approved by five banks, which we use five major banks,
yeah,
we look at the category. What interest rate are the other banks offering you? If the other bank is giving you 17, the other one is giving you 16.5, the other one is giving you 17.9, how do you then expect to get 12%?
Mm.
They look at your credit profile. Sometimes it's not about what you want. It's what you qualify for based on your credit score. Your credit score is determined by your how you conduct your accounts.
Yeah.
You had an account 2 years ago that you didn't conduct well. Baramulato haubuli. You didn't conduct well. The bank will never forget. Now you've got a new credit score. Okay, you're paying well, but you are not going to be the same as somebody who's been paying well, who's deserving to get about 11.7, which is prime rate.
Mm-hmm.
If they are giving you 13.5, one bank, we try to negotiate. It's not like we're saying, no, this is what they gave you. We always, remember, the dealer is not a bank.
Yeah,
no, are a middle people between the customer and the bank. We offer you what your bank is giving you.
Mm.
We always explain to you that it is not a dealer. We will always fight and fight to get a better rate. But the bank will come back. You know what the bank does? Whenever you insist, they will pull out the record and give it to you as a dealer. And say, this person had an account 2 years ago. This is how he paid it. This is how I paid. Mm. Okay, tell me, how does this customer deserve to get 11.5? Mm. So we put it down on record and say, you know what? Due to 1, 2, 3, 4, you will not be able to get to that interest rate. However, we can minimize it from 17 to 16.5. Mm. That is the lowest that we can go.
Yeah.
Hmm. But I think what you are saying, people must know. They must be informed.
Yes.
Go and find out. Yeah. I mean, also don't close your eyes to your own problems.
The only issue that we are currently facing, and I get to be a bit disappointed if the youth at our car, I bought a car, and then this car, I'm paying so much and so much, my interest rate is this, and then there are some value-added products that I didn't know about. As soon as they say you are approved, just ask the salesman, what does that installment include?
Look like, exactly.
Because if you get a smash and grab, maintenance plan, some other products, you find that they've added on to the increase your installment.
Mm.
You don't know.
Mm.
And then after 6 months, you've signed. Remember, you signed with the bank that I'm taking this. And I am sure
that.
The dynamics have changed.
You know, the danger part about selling cars is, we as salespeople, we try to educate customers.
Mm. Yeah.
And they agree to everything that you say.
At the time.
At the time.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yes.
It's very bonus.
Yes.
I came out to
you.
And there are two departments.
Mm.
You start from me as a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
From there, when the contract has been drawn, you go to the F&I.
Mm.
Yeah.
The F&I is the financial manager.
Mm. Yeah.
That is the person that you need to ask questions for.
Yes.
What is this? Why am I getting this? But before that, prior to that, they call you. Mrs. So-and-so, you are approved. Mm. By this and this, this back, you are now on 16.5 interest rate due to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And sharp. When can I get my car tomorrow?
And they don't. They are not listening. The minute are approved, even as of it.
When can I get the car?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an
they don't actually ask how much and so on.
No. And people need to understand.
So the organizer part.
Understand the difference between a balloon and no balloon. That is very sensitive. They agree to something, tomorrow they turn back and say, the dealer did not explain.
Yeah.
It is a customer's responsibility to ask questions. Do not sign and tomorrow say the bank did not explain. Because we do explain, but sometimes you're
over-excited.
No, you're not listening. At that point, I see myself in the car. You forget about important things. You need to ask. Yes, we understand you, most especially first-time buyers.
Would you agree when I say balloon payment, pila,
holisha? No. It's not about
that. In a sense, here's my thing. I say if you're going to take a balloon payment car,
you have three other cars or two other cars.
Okay.
You can't take balloon payment on your first car. It does not make financial sense.
You can.
No, you can take it, but it does not make financial sense.
It depends
sense.
What interest, how many percent are you taking?
Look, if you have, for me, at the end of the day, taking balloon payment, you're saying I can't afford it.
Exactly. That's where I was going.
Yeah. Mm.
You know,
hence I'm saying, mm-hmm. when you're taking balloon, it means that you can't really afford the car.
Yeah, because we, you know what?
Once you get to a point where the value, let's take a BMW or Mercedes for example, you'll find that the value of the vehicle has dropped so much, but you still have a huge balloon payment to pay. So now, how do I cross it? Unless this car gets written off, that's the only time I'll get out of it.
So
if I have to trade it into you, now you're pushing me more further down.
How did this all? With a Polo Vivo, I'm giving an example. You took a balloon payment. You know after 5 years you're not going to keep that car. Why pay more?
No, fine. But after 5 years, is the value of the balloon payment going to get me out of the
With the video, most definitely. Yeah.
you see the dynamics now.
Let me try to explain this in a better way. A balloon payment, they take a certain percentage from the cash price of the vehicle, depending on what you want. Yes, you are right. It means I cannot afford. Because with what we do is at our dealer, we give you two installments. Mm. We give you one with balloon payment and one without balloon payment. But the problem is people don't understand what is a balloon payment.
Mm.
Somebody told you not to take balloon payment, but did not explain to you
what
is a balloon payment. Mm. What is the difference between balloon payment and no balloon payment?
Mm.
You need to understand what is a balloon payment and how much percentage was taken from your cash price and how much is your balloon payment and how is it going to affect you. There are a lot of, I would say 90% of people are taking balloon.
But the problem, you see, that's the thing. I understand what is balloon payment. When most luxury vehicles, when the term of payment has come to an end, now the bank wants their balloon. You find that the vehicle does not, in terms of value, match the balloon payment. If I go and trade in the same car to you, you take what is left from the balloon payment into the new car. So now the new car has more money to pay.
They want to kill you.
Let me ask you this question.
At this point,
how many of people buying vehicles now are keeping those cars forever?
Yeah. How many?
So what happens? Tell us what happens in that when you now have to trade in the previous car.
Okay. We always tell you, once you take a balloon payment, you cannot trade in your car within a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to drive your car for at least 3 years.
Mm.
And one other thing is, with regards to vehicle finance or a bond, whenever they say your installment is 10,000, you pay 10,000 forever. Why don't you at least sometimes pay 10,500?
Yeah.
To cut
11,000. It's going to work on your benefit. In your favor. You're not losing that money. But you tell a customer, okay, you've got a balloon payment, your installment is 4,500. Even if those people can get extra 10,000, they will not pay it. And we always advise, guys, there is nothing wrong with balloon payment.
Mm.
You just have to know. Your car recon needs to be in good condition for you to get a good price.
Yeah.
Don't bring a car after 3 years, you don't know where is the front, where is the back. Because that's what you go
with.
Will
that's go on,
it,
spare, keep
yes,
going.
That is something that will lessen your...
The value.
Your value.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There is nothing wrong with the balloon payment. As long as you people please pay more on your installment. Not
I,
every month.
They need to come back. You have confused the whole kaya.
No. It's a very simple thing.
They want to ask questions.
It's a very, for me, the principle is that if you're buying your, as he said, he's correct, how many of those people keep the cars?
Mm.
Hence I say, if you're taking a balloon payment vehicle, that means you have other two cars. Because now, this one, you want to be changing every 3 years.
Mm.
Understand? Yeah. So if you're a first-time buyer and then you want to get into a vehicle, most cases, and I'm sure you guys get that, when somebody's trying to basically trade in a car that has a balloon value on it, and the conditions are not favorable in terms of how the car looks, the paintwork, those are the things that will reduce the value. So now you have a balloon payment of 200,000, but the value of the car is 100,000.
They must come back because people have lots of questions. Okay, folks, where do people find you? Where are your dealerships?
Okay, I'm based in Boysens, McDoolings VW, just around the corner, Mojo's, McDoolings near Chicken Licken, Honada, 74 Boysens Road. I'm there.
Cabello?
Nissan Hatfield, BB Nissan Hatfield. On Nazanaka BB Nissan, my followers know. If you're looking for Kabelo GP, you can even go to my socials, Kabelo Mumakwe. In TikTok, Kabelo Mumakwe, Facebook, Kabelo Mumakwe, Twitter, Kabelo GP. Bangiti, kinto tela ya lona, lea kwazu kutili zontolapi. Iza bibi Nissan Hatfield, lapa se tengi sase motokona, uzo tenga motokona, zontola lapa kumail.
Thank you guys. Bogiso, where do they find you again for all their problems? I see during the week they keep thinking, oh, okay, we've got other problems too.
Well, look, on social media, Bogiso Dibakwani, your motoring expert. All social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So when you follow Kabelo, follow me also. And then there are konotaka and rikisi diku.
Thanks, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 8.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.